Going to go out to the field and to T. Bear, who's out and around the town this evening. T. Bear?
Hey, how you doing, Lee? I am not only out and about, I'm moving about right now because I'm on the trolley pub. And we have a birthday party. What's the birthday girl's name? Kaylee's 21st birthday. So we're playing T. Bear's True or False 2-Buck Trivia with Kaylee and her whole birthday party of about 12, 15, 20 people here. I can't count that high. All right, so we're going to start down in this end. Someone's rocking and rolling here, so what's your name?
Oh, Michelle.
Michelle. All right, Michelle, you get to be the first victim in 2-Buck True or False Trivia. Ever been to New York? No? Well, here's a question about New York for you. Okay. In Manhattan, New York, there is a law that mandates all red lights must last longer than green lights on the same traffic signal. True or false? In Manhattan, New York, there is a law that mandates all red lights must last longer than green lights on the same traffic signal. True or false?
True.
True! Wah, 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 wah. Sorry. Incorrect answer. We have a fail on the first one. Oh, no. You would have assumed true. Okay, and who are you?
Ashley.
And how do you know the birthday girl?
We worked together.
You worked at where at?
We worked at Target together.
Target. Okay. Well, I don't have any Target questions, I don't think. But here's a you look like a paleontologist, so I'll ask you a paleontology question. Scientists recently discovered completely unexpected evidence of a new early human species that evolved shortly before the dinosaurs died out and have named it Homo dinosaurus. You want to hear that again?
Yes.
Scientists recently discovered completely unexpected evidence of a new early human species that evolved shortly before the dinosaurs died out and have named it Homo dinosaurus. True or false?
False.
You just won yourself $2. Woo! There you go. All right, who do we have over here?
Jenny.
And you're from Madison?
Yes.
Everybody here is from Madison, I think. All right. All right, Jenny. Are you a Chicago Cub fan? You look like a Cub fan.
I'm not.
You're not. All right, we're going to ask you a Cub question anyway. Here you go. Chicago Cubs closer Brandon Morrow was put on the 10-day disabled list last month after injuring his back while taking off his pants. True or false? That is true. Another $2 winner. Woo! All right. All right. How about this guy who's rocking up here with these blue side glasses? Who's that? With the red, white, and blue.
I can't hear a single thing you're saying.
Well, you will. I'll yell it out to you. What's your name? All right. All right. We'll pass on him then. What's your name?
I'm Caitlin.
Caitlin? All right. Are you ready? All right. Caitlin. All right, Caitlin. If you found yourself in outer space without a spacesuit, the lack of oxygen would kill you before the extremely cold temperature and radiation could. True or false?
False.
False? Wah, 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 wah. Sorry. Oxygen is very important. You need to know about oxygen.
Oh, my God.
All right, who we got here? Sydney, also from Madison?
Illinois.
I should ask you the Illinois question. Where in Illinois?
What?
Where in Illinois?
Sterling, Illinois.
Sterling, Illinois, right next to Washington, D.C., right? No, I don't think so. All right. The grand prize for winning the annual Ugliest Dog Contest in Petaluma, California is $250,000 and a year's supply of Purina Pro Plan dog food. True or false? The grand prize for winning the annual Ugliest Dog Contest in Petaluma, California is $250,000 and a year's supply of Purina Pro Plan dog food.